Today we're talking on silence. Silence takes many, many forms. It's a wonderful practice. Practice silence on the day that you were born. You can choose a time that you're just silent. Silence awakens the inner sight. When we are silent, we are expressing through body language what we're feeling or thinking on the inside. True silence, we're not thinking. You're only seeing, you're not thinking. Many people are, by nature, quite silent people. They don't talk much. And they're absorbing and taking into themselves. So silence is a tool for spiritual unfoldment. It can be destructive as well. It can be a destructive tool. Because we have angry silence. We have pouting silence. We have shunning silence. And all of that hurts other people. Now, how do you know someone is naturally silent because of deep inner thoughts or whether they're angry at you and that's why they are silent? It's because they are telling you through body language. And everybody who has intelligent living on the earth has a certain intuitive feel about body language and what it is and what it does and what it means. Someone feeling guilty will be quite silent and hang his head a little bit. In court, taking the Fifth Amendment is silence. Two lovers together holding hands don't talk. They're silent. They've reached a place where they feel each other's vibration. A married couple who have forgotten one another, so involved in their outside world and their jobs, are also silent. They have nothing more to talk about. They don't know each other anymore. That's a negative silence. It's not an angry silence, it's a negative silence. Metaphysical people sitting together and having a philosophical discussion often arrive at a profound silence where they can't talk anymore. A profound silence where they're communicating through vibration, not because they're doing anything, moving one vibration to another, part of another person's body or anything like that. They've just arrived at a place in consciousness where everyone knows what everyone else knows and there's no need to talk. Then you have the mysterious silence. Someone dies. The family's silent. Someone is born. The family's silent. Something happened that no one quite understands. And there's nothing to talk about, nothing to explain. But the body language is talking. My first meeting with Sadhguru Yogaswami was the first part of it in silence. Because we knew that we both knew what each other knew. Sadhguru Yogaswami Ramana Maharishi's meeting was in absolute silence. They both knew what each other knew, and there was nothing to talk about. Nothing to explain, nothing to investigate, nothing to argue about, no dissertations. A high-level silence. Again, spoken about by body language. So you've heard people say, talk to me, talk to me. Say something, say something. Well, what do you want me to say? Whereas we should enjoy the silence of another person and appreciate that person for who he is, what he knows, how he's feeling at the moment, what's going on the inside of him, and have a conversation in body language. Body language is a very important language. It conveys a lot. Especially looking at the eyes. Now you really see the eyes by not looking at the eyes. You see the eyes most clearly by looking at the chin or looking at the forehead, but not directly into the eyes. Then you intuit what the eyes are talking about. Because the eyes of a person cannot deceive you. People do not have control of their eyes. Eyelids, maybe, yes. They have control of their eyelids. But not the eyeballs. They don't have control. You know whether the silence is an inner silence by whether the person doesn't look like he's quite there. Or whether it's an outer silence because you see fire in the eyes. Because he's angry at you for one reason or another. And you say, what's the matter? What's the matter? Why don't you talk to me? And if they really started talking, you wish you'd never asked that question. Looking at the head. For somebody who doesn't have a lot of control, their head shows their body language very nicely, whether they're feeling sad, whether they are a little bit to one side, whether they're waiting for you to say something, whether they're feeling a little guilty. Look at the hands. The hands give great messages. Everyone performs mudra, looking at the arms. This is a austere silence. You don't know quite what the person is thinking. But you know, something's going on, but you have to then look to the eyes. They say silence is golden. A lull before the storm. Everything becomes very quiet. When we had the great hurricane in Niki here, right in the middle of it, when the eye of the hurricane was hovering right over the island, there was absolute silence. There was no wind, nothing. A deafening, loud silence. And then it started all over again. Well, people are like that too.